Chapter 4, Sampling and Aliasing. This chapter is concerned with the conversion of signals between the analog domain of continuous time signals and the digital domain of discrete time signals. The primary objective of our presentation is understanding the sampling theorem, which states that the sampling rate must be greater than twice the highest frequency contained in the spectrum of the analog signal. Otherwise, aliasing will happen, and the original signal cannot be reconstructed exactly from its samples. The sampling process can be reversed by doing reconstruction, which converts from digital form back to analog. A good example is given by audio compact discs. The music is stored in a digital form from which a CD player reconstructs the continuous analog waveform that we listen to. The reconstruction process is basically one of interpolation because we need to draw a smooth curve through the discrete time sample values to get the continuous output waveform. Although this process might be studied as time domain interpolation, a better approach is to take the frequency domain view in which we implement smoothing with a low-pass filter. We can demonstrate the sampling principle visually with a strobe light. If we use a strobe light to illuminate a rotating disc, we can make features on the disc stand still, move slowly, or even appear to go backwards. The CD demos contain two types of strobe demos. In the first, a camcorder was used to film a rotating disc. The strobing action is provided by the natural sampling of the camera, which captures one frame every 30th of a second. A second demo is a synthetic one generated in MATLAB by creating the successive frames of a movie in which the disc rotates by a constant angular increment between frames.